You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My boyfriend is always talking about other women he could be with. I hate it. What do I say to him? Let's get into it.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give the speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo.
With you here again on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Okay.
And Jed Brewer.
Okay.
Sometimes we like to drop in just into Glenn's house and surprise him with a recording. That's the kind of thing we've done today, but we also have a question that came in to our inbox where you are welcome to write in a question, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, and it says, my boyfriend is always talking about other women he could be with.
Uh-uh.
I hate it. What do I say to him? Now, Glenn, you apparently have an opinion on this.
Yes.
Love to get you to start. Now, this may seem pretty basic to folks who have been in relationships or a little more mature, but if this is kind of a first-time thing, you weren't raised around healthy relationships, let us outline exactly what is wrong with this.
Well, it may take more time than what we have, but for sure, first of all, I've been the uncool boyfriend. Mm. I've done the research. I can tell you for sure this is uncool, and it's coming from an uncool place. And I can tell you that what's uncool about it is that you deserve to be with someone who is absolutely certain they want to be with you. If we get any distance from that, where there's maybe there's another person, another thing, another situation, then it's time for us to be looking for a different viewpoint on this. I think it's important for us to tell you and give you the feedback that that we want you to be in touch with how much you bring to the table, how valuable you are, how important you are, and that if anything starts to deviate from that, we need to take a second look at this thing.
And that's absolutely right. And Jed, if you can explore that a little further for us, a healthy relationship dynamic is trying to build the other person up. This sounds like someone who's trying to build themselves up and cut the other person down. And there are probably reasons why that's their strategy, right?
No doubt. The truth is almost certainly your boyfriend is horribly insecure. He's afraid that you're going to figure out he's a loser and going to leave him. And he probably has good reason to be afraid of that.
That's right.
And so the idea is, if I make you feel bad about yourself first, you know, maybe you feel bad and you never figure out that I'm kind of a schmuck, and problem solved. But that's not a way to live. You deserve better than this. Full stop. You know, sometimes we can wonder, could I really do better than this? In other words, I mean, I don't really like this, but A, maybe I don't really have a point, and B, maybe all guys are like this, or all girls, whatever it is. You know, maybe all people act like this, so I should probably just put up with it. No. Is right out. You hate this for a reason. You hate it because it's worthy of being hated. You hate it because it's someone mistreating you. You hate it because even if you're not sure that you can articulate it this way, you deserve better, and some part of you knows you deserve better. Maybe this dude can rise to the occasion and act right and be a different kind of guy, and we hope he can. We can get into that a little bit more, but either way, for sure, you deserve better than this, and we want better for you than this.
I think you're absolutely right. One of the things where we can assure you deserve better than this is not better than no relationship.
Yeah,
right.
Here, there's an off chance that this guy also is super good looking and very funny and drives a nice car and has a good job and is a stable person. Based on this one spot of evidence we have, I'm willing to put a lot of money that none of those things are true.
Right.
Again, as we talk about, people actually have good things going on. Don't spend all their time trying to cut down the people around them so that they will continue to stay around them. One of the things you want to look at is, well, a lot of people have a crippling fear of being alone. That makes sense. But this relationship is a negative on your life, and you deserve a relationship that's a positive on your life. We'll be back to talk more about how you can get that on The Bridge Loud.
My sin, all the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul.
It is well, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this bless assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless state, and has shed his own blood for my soul.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I've tried to become a better man.
How'd that go?
Still in progress.
All right. Well, also joining us, Jed Brewer.
That seems like a good call.
Yeah.
I think a lot of, as we're going to learn tonight, I think a lot of people aren't even on that journey. So
that's right.
That's to be celebrated. We continue to answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's our email inbox where you are welcome to write in your questions. This one says, my boyfriend is always talking about other women he could be with. I hate it. What do I say to him? So we looked in the last segment about why that's not cool, and it's super not cool. We can be clear on that. But Glenn, let's look at the other aspect of this, which is if you are the offended party in this, it is super uncool, but it's apparently not working out just to hope that he knows that and stops. Right. So we have to do some communication here, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, your question puts it, what do I say to him? And it's good that you're asking, what should I say? Because the temptation is to punch him.
Yes.
And that's not good. Right.
Technically bad.
Okay. Yeah. It is good to communicate. And it's important to communicate that this is wrong. It is important to communicate that this is inappropriate for all relationships, for all people, for all time. This isn't, this gives me an oogie feeling. You have crossed a line that's fully inappropriate in relationships, as if you're educating him on his future relationships, which he may be rapidly on his way to moving on to.
Yep.
It's important to recognize and set those boundaries so people understand that you, that they know what it is that you expect from them. Mm-hmm. That's actually healthy and good. And sometimes people who are good and sweet and wonderful and lovely people say horribly, horribly stupid things like this.
Yep.
And the more we can educate them, the better we can have a chance at a good relationship.
I think you're absolutely right on that. Jed, you mentioned in the last segment that there's a strong possibility that the dude, our friend here, is dating is just a schmuck.
Yep.
Which is A, true, and B, fulfills our pledge to have the most Yiddish of any late-night Christian rock radio show. That is our promise to you, the listener.
Yep.
But I think Glenn brings up an important other opportunity, which may very well be true if we're talking about far younger people.
Sure.
Which is that it's possible this dude just has no idea how to be in a relationship.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually does not know this offends you.
Yep.
So what do we do in that case?
Well, we have to embrace this. The idea, if he loved me, he'd just know. Or if she loved me, she'd just know. Okay. It doesn't work.
That's not how things go.
That's the kind of thought that keeps divorce lawyers in business.
Exactly right. If you're in a relationship with someone and you want them to know something, you have to tell them. You have to use words and tell them. I love my wife. My wife loves me. I'm very fortunate to have a good marriage. We have to tell each other things nonstop. We've been married a long time. Mm-hmm. We still have to tell each other things every day.
That's right.
In fact, that's much of the day is just telling each other things.
That's right.
This is good. That is bad. Well, so it is here. It seems weird that it would be required, but it really is. Say, I don't like it when you do this. It makes me feel bad when you do this. I'm asking you to stop doing this. No matter how it goes, it's good practice because to have a good relationship and the kind you deserve to have, you'll need to be able to tell your next significant other, I like when you do this, I don't like when you do this other thing. That's actually the foundation of a good relationship.
Absolutely is. We're going to talk a little bit more about exactly how to do that when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
Oh, no.
Loud.
We are back through here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm still working on being a better person.
Any progress since the last check-in?
There may be backwards progress.
Well, it's swings and roundabouts.
That's right.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Yes, regress. Everyone loves that.
We continue to answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, my boyfriend is always talking about other women he could be with. I hate it. What do I say to him? So, Glenn, in the previous segment, we talked about how you need to say something.
Yes.
And we don't mean that in the sense of, be angry, but in the sense of if this makes you uncomfortable, which you're right for it to make you uncomfortable, but you need to, it is incumbent on you to communicate that if you want this relationship to have a chance at working out. So what should that be?
Well, I think the important thing is, people who listen to the radio show know that we have a Christian ministry that we do with people who are in the inner city and people who are locked up. And we're often in a position where we're trying to confront people and say, you're stuck on this, you're bound by this, you're seeing the world in this way. And if you change that way of thinking, acting, and the cycle that you're in, your life will be better and the lives of people around you will be better. But what we're essentially doing is giving them that challenge. Mm-hmm. If they respond positively to that challenge, everything goes in a positive direction. If they respond negatively, it goes in a negative direction. But they're going to, by giving them that challenge, they are, first of all, in control, and second of all, they're indicating where their actual heart is. If he's a good man with a good heart, and you give him that challenge and that confrontation, he'll rise to the occasion and do better.
Absolutely. Jed, let's look at the other end of that. What happens if you point out and say, I super don't like that. I don't think that's cool. And his response is, I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay. So here's the conversation. You sit down. I don't like it when you say these things.
Right.
Those are the words you use.
Right.
I care about you, but I hate it when you talk this way.
Yes.
It makes me feel bad about myself. It makes me mad at you. I don't want to be in this kind of relationship.
Yeah.
If he says anything other than, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. I will do differently. I will not say those things anymore. So if it's, you're just insecure because of things and besides and so forth, then I could be with a lot of women.
He constantly actively trying to fan the flames of your insecurity.
Exactly right. If it's really anything other than, I'm sorry, I will do differently, then it's just time to drop him.
That's right.
It's plain and simple.
Yeah.
And here's why, is this relationship doesn't have a future. If you're saying to someone, you are being disrespectful towards me and that hurts me, and I need you to stop doing this completely optional thing that is in no way necessary that you're doing, that is disrespectful and hurtful, if their response is anything other than, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, I don't want to hurt you, then this is a person who's not able to be in a healthy relationship.
Right.
And it's actually, it's cruel to them to ask them to be in a relationship that they are not capable of being
in. That's right.
It's cruel to you too, to be sure, but it's actually cruel to them as well. So for both of our sakes, we want to just clean break, cut it off, and say, you need to sort yourself out. I need to find someone who's prepared to be in this kind of relationship, and we're both going to move on.
It's absolutely right. I will point out that that is kind of the key moment. It's one of those things, if we're not sure about the health of this relationship, we're not sure what kind of person we're dealing with, maybe we haven't been dating long, these are the kind of things where you find that out. And
yeah.
In citing that, again, if you're super scared of being alone, that can seem like the worst possible thing. And what if I find out that this is a bad dude in a bad relationship and I have to bail from it? But if that's the case, we believe in you enough to tell you that that's actually the far better outcome, so you can move on to something good, which is what we want for you. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about that on The Bridge Loud.
Told me that I must behave. Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud one more time. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
There are much better radio shows that I could be on.
Sure. Sure. Tom and Bob and Glenn. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
This is definitely the best radio show I am capable of being a part of. I know my limits.
A fair point. That's all. That's not just a truism that Glenn has spattered out. It relates to our question tonight, which came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, which says, my boyfriend is always talking about other women he could be with. I hate it. What do I say to him? And Glenn, you mentioned before that really in our day job, working with the guys and gals coming out of jail, coming out of addiction, we do a lot of kind of confronting them on things they don't want to hear. Right. And I think that's really the skill we've got here. We're kind of developing here, but in that sense of living into a life that you could have and taking that risk, taking that step. What do you tell people about that?
Well, I think the main thing I tell them is you need something secret, sort of like a
secret sauce.
That's correct. And what you need to do is to recognize, in this case, the real secret is to recognize how God himself sees you. We're all looking for sort of a measure of our personal worth. But really, you're going to have different opinions from different people. You're going to see yourself in positive and negative ways, and it kind of goes ups and downs as you do good and bad things and whatever have you. But we do need sort of that baseline understanding of when God looks at me, this is what he sees, and this is my value. This is how important I am. And when I'm dealing with other people and they treat me differently and they see me differently and they see me as lesser than how God sees me, and there's just sort of a disconnect there, that's when I needed to know it's time to move on from this relationship.
I think that's absolutely right. And Jed, if I get you to look at that moving on part, we talked a little bit about how being alone can be a scary thing. It's easy to say, well, this is not the relationship I would choose for myself, but it's better than nothing. But what do we need if we're looking to move on?
We need hope. We need confidence. We don't do this often. I'm going to quote the Bible at you for a second. The Bible says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. Plans to do good for you and not to hurt you. God's on your side. He wants to lead you into a good life. He wants to lead you into good relationships. He wants to lead you into a good place. I think a lot of the fear of being alone comes from a place of saying, I've got to fix all this. It's up to me. Mm. And I don't know what to do. And you know what? If it's up to me in my own life, then yes, that would be a problem. But if you embrace the fact that God loves you, that he's on your side, that he wants to bring good things into your life, including a relationship with him, then we can have confidence. We can say, this is a bad thing. Therefore, it is not the kind of thing God wants for me. I'm going to move on. I'm going to trust that he does have good things for me. He promises he does because he loves me. I've found that to be true in my own life. It's true for each of my co-hosts. We want to encourage you to press on towards the good things God has for you.
Absolutely. That is what we want you. It's all for you. It's also what God wants for you. We'll be back to talk more about that next week on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.